That decision to make the PC open, I thought was a wonder because, you know, TI was trying to lock their stuff in.
Yes.
Everybody's trying to lock you in. And right. IBM didn't.
Right.
Of all of the companies.
Right.
And I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, it was a critical decision. Absolutely critical decision.
They kind of went back on that with the PS2 and the micro channel.
Well, that was after the clones
right.
came out, and that was you know, kind of an attempt to change the equation, and it really didn't work that well. In fact, I was the one who kept the original PC channel business going when I took over the laboratory in Boca, which I did in 1988. I came back to Europe. I'd been running in Europe and took over the laboratory, and I said, we will continue to market non-microchannel machines, and I invested in a lot of development on that side.
Which chairman made that decision? Akers?
Which
Carrier,
decision?
John?
Which one?
Which chairman made the decision saying, this is my project?
Oh, that was John Akers.
John?
I mean, John Carey. I mean, Frank Carey. Frank Carey, not John Akers. I knew John very well, too, but it was Frank Carey.